All right, everybody. Hello. I'm back. I've returned for this special episode that we're doing post EC2, which is also known as the Evolution of Consciousness. And I am so glad to say that I was there. And it was by far, and I've been to many events of Vincent Roche, but for me personally, this was the most empowering one to be there. And the reason why that was not just because of the content that was being produced in terms of the lectures and the speakers. Me personally, it was really awesome to see the caliber of men that were present in the room. And I've gone to a lot of different events, with different speakers, people who want to improve themselves. But I've never seen so many men in one room that were very clear about what they wanted and just went for it and came from wherever they were from. I know we had some people that were from Canada. We had some people that were from, like, out of state, locally. And that's definitely the highlight that I really wanted to make sure. So to all the guys who went to that event, thank you so much. I met some new faces. I saw some familiar faces. And ultimately, I saw my family there with Vince and Arash, and Brian and Krista Bilbis and a lot of the other guys. So, yes, and right now I'm here on this call with Mr. Vince Kelvin, who extended the invite for me to do this with him. And it truly is an honor. And here I have Mr. Vince Kelvin. How is everything from your perspective after the event?
You're absolutely right, David, and thank you so much for doing this. And thank you for your presence over there. And it's beautiful. You said family. The majority of the men and women who were there, it's a reoccurring experience for us to gather. So through time, we notice everybody's evolution. And we really were all on the same page. The format, also the fact that there was only a select group, allowed us to take it way further. And everybody showed up in a very unique way, the timing. Who makes the time to show up during the holidays? So you're absolutely right. Everybody could feel it. You know, it's interesting. Even remotely, Frank White detected that something special had happened without me or anybody else voicing it. Randomly on Sunday, we were at Brian Casella. I do my sessions with Frank White. I hire him every Thursday and Sundays, and he picked up on it. So it was beautiful, the dynamic of like-minded people. There was this unique moment at the theater on Thursday afternoon, the theater where AZD had studied with his mentor, where I looked at the classroom, and there was a guy from New York there, Akash. He's taking the trainer's training, and he himself is starting to teach. And he was so hungry and eager. You know, he was ready to participate. He looked so alert. And then there were a couple of guys also, well-intended, beautiful beings. But the journey of life is not easy. So you could tell that they had along the way somewhere, somehow, become a little disenchanted. And we got to watch out for that, because without realizing it, all of us, we deal with so much that we are not necessarily still in touch with that initial sense of being alive, that everything is possible. And we continue to push, but we push and there's some reservations, there's some prior experience. Doesn't matter how many times we have tried. What matters is now. And yet it's easy to carry a touch of reluctance. And to me, even a tiny drop of poison is still deadly in water, or if it's absorbed, however it is absorbed. So we got to be mindful of that in our equation. If we show up 99.99%, it's not 100%. So what was also interesting was there was all of those in the middle, people who were kind of new to it or to that format. And there was a little wrestle, but for a moment, something somewhere, somehow clicked. And then By Sunday, those who were holding back on Thursday were urging everybody else to be in touch, to continue. We are continuing. Tonight, they're getting a bonus class on time, mastery, time target, because time, you know, is what life is made of. So, again, thank you for being there, and it was truly, by far, the greatest experience ever. We have tapped in something. There were moments also where the organization was a little bit last minute, the theater, you know, people were kind of waiting for a signal. The photographers were waiting for the models, who were waiting for someone, who was waiting for me, and I was waiting for them. What was beautiful, though, everybody had the right mindset, which was, we're creating an experience. This is life. This is our lives. This is now. There was an incredible dynamic. I was very moved by Brian Casella, you know, who were putting up a banner. It would be so easy. A man of his caliber, you know, wealthy, healthy, powerful, spiritual, successful, sexy. But very humbly, he was the first one to help putting that banner together. And you too, David, you show up. And by now, you have such a large amount of followers, people you impact, people you influence. You're doing your own thing in Hollywood. There's always that beautiful sense of humility as well. So we are one motherfucking powerful group, and I can't wait to see where it's going next. I'll pass it back to you in a sec. You know, you were telling me that you, and I hope that's okay to mention, was straight out of, I'll let you say it. I don't like to say too much, but that you just had an experience right now. And we were at the theater. One influence in my life, which is peculiar because it's before my time, but it's James Dean. And James Dean would do that thing where he would top everything and everybody else because he would pause. And it wasn't a meditation. He would just pause for a moment and through a blend of hope and inspiration and anticipating the absolute best and gratitude and focusing on blessings, as well as focusing on the fragility of life and how fast it happens and how, for him, it happened really fast, you know, live fast, die young. And how the struggling of all others, he would find that very unique place that will allow him to go a little bit beyond, to be slightly more awake and alert. And I appreciate that. So I'm kind of doing that right now. I was power napping prior. Good. So I'll pass it back to you, and let's take this wherever we take it. That will be the most helpful. For the greater good of all.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just got out of an acting class right now, and I've been on the down low about my acting. I mean, my closest circle of friends like you and Brian and Rosh, you guys have been aware of that. But I've been keeping that on the down low because I've been shedding off an external image, and I've been unfolding something different to the world. And I know some people ask me, oh, what's going on? Are you still involved with the pickup and seduction community? And I tell them, I say, yes, I still am. I'm just doing something different for what's about to come next. So I've been taking the acting classes, which is one thing I admire about you and Arash. And it's interesting because that's one quality that both of you guys have in common, as great as you guys are. But you guys are very involved with the theater, and since I've been taking acting classes, it's really has allowed me to reflect on everything that I've learned from you guys and apply it to the theater and then from the theater to that. And that has really given me an advantage on the stage, you know, when it comes to communication, listening, following direction, following your instincts, you know, leading the stage, you know, working off of your partner who you're working with, which is relative to what we learn at these events. But I highly recommend it. It's taken my own personal evolution to another level. And now it's, you know, me being at that event, the Evolution of Consciousness, it really put things full circle for me about how I'm going to be connected with this and do what I'm going to do and stand strong to the world. But from a more elevated perspective and a more rich communication to defend and, you know, push more with what we're doing. So it's super exciting. One thing that you said, Vince, that really stuck with me, and I'm sure you've said this before, but you always talk about stop and top. And literally, like, I hadn't been to a few events in a while, but this was like, what a jump. What a jump this has been from the last events that I've been to. It's always hopping. So, yeah, it's incredible. I'm really looking forward to the next event, and I'm excited to see how this continues to unfold.
Well, David, since you mentioned stop and top, there's certain aspects of what we do that, because they are functioning, we tend to not really re-examine them. And one of the challenges in wanting to embrace life in a richer manner, whatever that may mean for you guys who are listening, is it's totally possible, because we are yet to determine the true nature of human potential. And the answer is not that complicated. It's unbound. Unbound. What we will uncover, what we will create, what we will discover, what we will comprehend, cannot be limited to what we know now. There was this one guy who wrote a letter. It's sometimes featured in classic self-help books. I think it was the 1800, or forgive me if it was the 1700. But he was a man who was well-respected back then, who wrote a letter about how we were at the final point of evolution. And he was concerned about the fact that there might be a lack of supply of oil for oil lamps. So we got to watch out. We got to remember, we're constantly going to top ourselves. One place is with language. Technology evolves. Technology opens doors. And yet, at the exception of the study of linguistics, neuro-linguistic programming, there hasn't been much evolution in terms of language. And we think we're sophisticated because we're able to express ourselves. Nevertheless, the subtleties of life are so rich that it's unfair to try to describe them with words. We limit them right away. So, an equation we must pay attention to. We want more. We're capable of more, but we bring into it the old descriptions. Descriptions that don't really make sense because they're the talk of the masses. So the concept of stop and top would be just like an artist speaking of the theater is going to pause before entering the stage, and how they enter the stage determine what comes next. Same thing for athletes going on the field. Whatever we're dealing with, whether it's distress or a desire, before we formulate a description of what's happening and going on, we stop to try to top our initial impression. For example, a person could say, man, I really messed up. And that keeps them in a certain position that by itself is not that. Even if they did messed up, they could rapidly remedy. Even if they did messed up, it's part of the experience of life. And to what degree did they mess up? And was it their intention to mess up initially? So then if they go by that, man, I really messed up, they're limiting their evolution from the get-go. If instead they go, well, I'm certainly not the first human on the planet who didn't go in the better direction right away, that doesn't mean I cannot start to change this right now, and in the worst case, I could always turn it into a powerful commodity of learning experience. So that's stop and top. I love how you said also keeping it under the radar, because there's the evolution of a person, individual personal evolution, and there we all have our own seasons, our own rhythm, and our own journey. There's also global evolution. And now we're at a place where more and more is uncovered, unveiled at the level of consciousness. The spiritual community was right when they said we're entering a new age. They presented it in a way that to them made sense, to the rest of the world seemed a little out there. Nevertheless, there is an evolution. We are shedding, like you said, some of the old ways. And I really appreciate that, because it's so easy to become dependent. Dependent maybe at a more subtle degree, but dependent on approval of others, dependent on followers, dependent on all of those things. And those things come naturally when we're less dependent on them and more focused on us taking 100% responsibility, following our hearts, and not being so concerned. A very difficult exercise in life, which has come to me through circumstance. We all have a point of reference. Meaning, if right now something great happens to one of us, or it doesn't have to be that significant, but we have a great experience, a great moment, we discover a new place, we have a distinction. Or if there's a little bit of distress, automatically, unconsciously, there is the desire to share that with another human being. And for most, it's those who are dearest. For me, I always think of my parents. Even though they live very far, and sometimes a couple of months go by, or maybe even a year, where I don't see them physically, I promise you, any day in Hollywood or anywhere, I see something happens. I don't know it consciously, but there's a little impulse unconsciously. Now, you know, at some point they may not be there. So that would feel very empty then. With whom do I share that? Sometimes we gather, there's a couple of guys, and one tells a story, and then there's the desire, the impulse, almost like the addiction, to want to top that. And there's nothing wrong in any direction. We should not repress. It's beautiful to express. If you feel compelled for the right reason to go, look at me, this is what I fucking did. That's wonderful, but we have to identify first where it's coming from, and the simple fact to decide to do something a little bit under the radar, way to top the description of that would be you are gathering a lot of motherfucking strength, and people better watch out what's going to happen next.
That's awesome, man. That was really well said. And I love seeing how everything is connected now to what it was a year ago, 2 years ago. I think now it'll be 4 years now since I think you and Arash started connecting. And it's just, wow. I mean, just, it's like a symphony that just, It just outdoes itself, and it's just it's always received beautifully, but the emotions that are felt are like even deeper, and it just lives in your cells and your memory and your mind, and it just gives you just a broader awareness of just of your own authenticity and how to live that with the world around you. And that's what I've taken more from this event, and I truly believe this when I say this, but I truly believe that the movement and the group of people that we have within our under our umbrella are literally the most powerful and the most influential people in the world. And to me, it's a privilege because I know this is something that's very special. And the reason why for me it's special is because I believe it's revolutionary. It's something that is it's rooted with the intention of good and building and helping people and, you know, with the intention of transformation that betters not only oneself, but people around them and the community itself and so forth, and to the depths and the ends of the universe. So to me, it's just like, I just, you know, every now and then, you know, I would say every other day, I say like my prayer of gratitude, and I have a list of things that I'm grateful for and the people that I'm grateful for. And it's definitely the people that are within our umbrella, and it's just amazing, and I'm just super appreciative, Vince, and I can't thank you enough for you know, for just being who you are and just, you know, letting the world just harmonize with you and with what you're doing. So. Hello, Vince.
I was muted. Thank you, David. Forgive me.
It's okay.
That's a beautiful attitude. That's a beautiful attitude. And, okay, we're barely in simmering. We have done the majority of the groundwork, which is the most significant one, and we have stayed with it. And for some of us, like Eric Von Sydow, Hypnotica, you know, it's been, like, for me as well, a long time, a long journey. We had many opportunities to stop, to do something else, but just staying with it. And now some people can witness it, because it's of an ampler that can be noticed, but you have to be close to it to notice it. And you have to know how to look and what to look for to appreciate it. And yet, it's still in simmering. When it hits critical mass, and the learning curve always accelerates, you know. It doesn't take the same effort to learn the last few letters of the alphabet than it did to learn the first few, and especially the first one. Then, it goes without saying, it's global, universal impact. But we have to stay steady in it and humble in it. And, you know, I want to urge everybody to be mindful of a couple pitfalls, and they are superior pitfalls, but sometimes they're a little more difficult to detect, the superior pitfall. Well, the first one is, it's great and it's essential to give ourselves the credit, to acknowledge ourselves. But I was listening the other day to a brilliant interview. It's really, I'm not affiliated with it, but I recommend it on YouTube. Matthew McConaughey, Life Advice. And he talks about, he's a famous actor. And then, you know, it's easy to witness the success of others and think, oh, of course, he's good looking. Of course, their parents were wealthy. Oh, of course, this and that. And yet, my experience has been, whenever I study in more depth the mindset of someone, then I go, oh, wow, no wonder why they are so successful. So that's a total gem, that interview with him, Matthew McConaughey. I don't say the name that well. But he was urging people, even though he's that top Hollywood actor, to not, like, clap so strong so soon, to be generous with the crediting, the acknowledging, and yet to also challenge each other to realize that much more is to come. And then we got to be mindful of what are our pitfalls when we're in the upper mode, because then we're less likely to look for that. See, if a person is at a place and in a state of desperation, then automatically they're going to look for clues around them, and they're going to reach for any tool, anything, anyone that would help them. As they're doing better and it gets more steady, they're very unlikely, unfortunately, to be looking for the same things, you know. So I'm mindful of that right now. I'm doing this thing where it's a powerful commitment. I will be live every single day to celebrate the new day, the new minute, the new hour, the new year, to reinforce the fact that that's how you change your life. You don't change your life on December 31st and January 1st making resolutions. You're going right back around the merry-go-round. Yeah, maybe different flavor, different place, little change of outfit, if any, a couple new people, a little hope, a little down, and one more round, and nothing really significantly changed. So it's got to change on a daily, hourly basis. And then it's about knowing what to pay attention to. It's about understanding natural laws. What goes up must go down. So if we look at it from the bottom, that means you will always get back up. So stop freaking out so much when it appears that it's not going for you. If you can stay more neutral, you know it's coming back up. It's the agitation, the freaking out that makes it real bad. Otherwise, it's just, you know, if you can be present and grateful, then it's not as dramatic. And then you are still in tune with your creativity. And you can even pass through it as if nothing happened. You know, in pickup, that's where I uncovered that the first. And not me, the first person to do it, but first in my life. If a girl would not do something, if I'd be talking and she would not look back or not say something back, then I was aware that when nothing happens, nothing happened. So why should I go walk away bothered, even if minimally, or make a comment, or go, she didn't talk, or have somebody else make the comment, or if I'm winging someone, go, oh man, you got blown out, or any of that. And then same thing in life, you know, the money comes, the money goes, people get weird around us. If we can refrain and remember what goes down must go up, so of course there's going to be an upside to it. And there's already an upside in it. There's always a plus. There's always a gift. And if we focus only on that, we remain unbothered, or at least a lot less bothered. But now there's also, when we're up, we got to be mindful. Like the moment we get solid, that's when most people will fall back on their face because they're being seduced by that, enticed. That's when you pay attention, and you're not being pessimistic, but you foresee that if you don't further pay attention, there's going to be motion somewhere, somehow, something's going to happen. Hey, what's the beginning of the end of New Year's resolution? The beginning of the end of New Year's resolution is that first little thing that happens that we take the wrong way. It's that personal thing, you know? Maybe a person around us, it may be people we know, people we love, people we don't know. It might be an event, it might be something to deal with the majors of life, money, suddenly we run out of time. It might be of a physical nature, we feel sleepy and so on, and we get aggravated by it. And then our motivation that we had just barely boosted is already eroded. So then, for everybody, this is, if I'm correct, January 5th. For most people, it's already happened. You know, you maybe on that first day of the year, but at some point, you went back under the hypnotic impression that somewhere, somehow, something was wrong. And then if it accumulates after a while, we're survivors, so we're not going to completely give up for the majority of us, but we stay in that in-between zone, and nothing ever good comes from that in-between zone. Because then we feel that we got to reach out to get higher, to feel better. Have you ever noticed? It's fucking crazy. If for a while we don't go to the gym, we don't open the page, the book and read the page, we don't go for the good discipline, how difficult it feels to get back to it. So why not go to that place where we have to get back to it, but stay in the flow? And what kills the flow? Lack of paying attention, the assumption that if it's good, it's always going to be good. Or if it's bad, it's always going to be bad. Instead, it's in motion. It's a dynamic. It's an art. It's like you're seducing life. You're not letting yourself be seduced. And to also know when we're top of our game, we assume that because we're top, that we're only in correctness. we still drag with us in upward motion some things that limit it. Maybe we get a little overly cocky. Maybe we don't further plan growth. Maybe we become a little bit overly attached to the outcome, to what we have. So we got to watch out. So I'm playing with a lot of that. I'm going to share it with the world every single day. I feel personally like I'm doing a fucking spiritual heist here. And I dug and dug with the help of all the beautiful beings around. And we're hearing, we're like, we're next to the safe. I hear it. We just push a little bit more. I don't want to take too much of your time, David, and we're also doing another interview with Chris Deville Bliss in just a moment. I've learned so much from all of my colleagues during this weekend, from everybody. I love that beautiful place of true oneness. It's not the only place. If we do that, then we rapidly become off. But that place of a dynamic where everybody brings something to the plate. And it's always like that. We just don't see it. And if we do see it, we get fooled by it. We also must see its opposite. Life is a lot of opposites and motions in all directions and all flavors. And we're still only attached to one little bit of it, a part where it feels good. And we saw one that we are missing out on the whole experience.
Awesome, Vince. Yeah,
awesome. You know what? I want to add one last thing. I think there's a powerful practice out there.
Sure.
Depending on your positioning. When we're in one direction, we cannot do only that direction. I mean, we got to be steady. Okay? If suddenly your commitment is your dedication, it's devotion, it's beyond dedication, it's to your art, to your business, then you move in that direction and that direction only. You don't sit down and question yourself and go, well, what if I never make it? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about more like the vibe and emotion accumulation and the impression. Impression would be the word. The impression that we're under. So if a person is under the impression that they fucking suck, that they messed up and so on, the first thing that they got to do is to look at how that is not true. Now, what's a little more difficult is when we're under the impression that we're fucking killing it, kicking us, without diminishing any of that. We must also know all the ways in which we're full of shit, but with a smile, and to notice that there's nothing wrong with it. It's not an accusation. It's not a demeaning of the beauty of being a human being. It's just simply the mindfulness necessary so we can continue to grow, and we know that there exists better ways no matter what. And wherever I really witness true mastery, they would also be, and that's just me, maybe I'm completely wrong. And in that moment of saying that, everything becomes more valid. You know, everybody wants to push their own thing, their own opinion, and enough of that. Let's celebrate differences and appreciate things even more. So we're going to concretize, and you got to go back to the work. You know, suddenly there was that expansion, that elevation, and yet I'm very pleased also because reasonable without pushing too much as I've had in the past and eventually breaking, I went through the entire holiday season very steady. I kept all my routines and commitments, been up every single morning, and I didn't create an either or where I still had my share of celebration, of gathering with family. So I've set a new standard for myself, for anybody interested in it. And right after the convention, it will be easy to go, oh, man, I did it, and sit down or so on. I did take a little trip, but every day still with the steadiness, with the growth, and I want to more and more share that with everybody because that's what's going to make the difference. And if anybody's listening to this and they go, wow, you guys, Vince didn't say anything about pickup, all of it, take that to your pickup and watch what's going to happen. Because we used to teach pickup and seduction from a place of unawareness of the greatness within, and not the greatness that everybody talks about. We're talking about like the universe, and by correcting all those things, then the result will be you are free. And when you're completely free, when you can stand from a beautiful woman, and you're aware also, and you know that she's impacting you. You don't deny that. But you're aware of how she's impacting you. And you're aware that it's all a big fucking hypnotic illusion, because she'll be an old lady. She was a little baby. And you don't know what's her inner reality, you know. It's not her inner reality can never be a reflection of her beauty. We say inner beauty, but good luck. It takes a lot of fucking work to celebrate true inner beauty. There's many beauties that are tortured on the inside whose self-esteem is really low. When you're free, you also read everything completely differently. Right now, me, I can read when a woman forces herself not to look, thanks to my pink hair. Or when she's with her boyfriend and she wants to prove to him that she's loyal to him, when all of her is aware that there's a guy there. And I used to misread. I used to think that they were ignoring me. I used to think that they were not interested. I used to, even at my worst, I used to think everybody has someone but me. So to do pick up from that place is just absolutely surreal, surreal, surreal. Well, I think I've said plenty on my side. I want to be, again, mindful of time. Second time I say that and I'm still talking, so I'll pass it to you, David.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, I am mindful of the time. But I will say I loved what you said about how it takes a lot of inner work to appreciate the inner beauty. And I would definitely say that's what my life has been the last, I would say, about a year and a half, definitely. So I can completely relate to that. And I just, I'm so grateful to see what I can see now. And, you know, it takes a lot of inner work, a lot of solitude. And, yeah, that's... very insightful. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the event in June, Vince. I will say I will be there, and I look forward to what's going to happen then.
Yes, that's beautiful. And the event, we structure it around the Napoleon Hill thing, because there's a prerequisite. You know, when I was on the CNN show with Lisa Ling, at some point she said, like, can you help anybody? And I said yes. And clarification, first, not everybody will be helped the same way, and eventually it's not meant for everybody to be the next Hugh Hefner, okay? There are certain personality types out there. You surround them with beautiful women, and that would fuck them up more than anything else. It takes a lot to be able to be around women and so on. So guys, you don't have to match that if you wish to. But what I would say today, if Lisa Ling was to ask me, can you help everybody? I would say helping people depends, and it's not new, we heard it, but how are they ready to help themselves? You can help anyone who's ready to help themselves. And the more they are ready to help themselves, the more you can help them. And in the end, you may just toss at them like one fucking sentence, you know? One sentence. When sometimes I reach out. I reach out to AZD. And we're both super busy, and I do it with other colleagues. I have no problem turning to someone and say, I need help with that. And we do it with one concept, one sentence. There's been times also where suddenly he or somebody else that I'm reaching out for, they're in the middle of something, and they go, Vince, I'll call you back. And then we end up not talking again because I fucking got it. So we have realized that to honor the most dedicated to show up, to honor the sacredness of the teaching, and to honor also you, it starts with the step known as decisiveness. You must come out of the debate. So this event will be 33. We are keeping that model. I was going to do it with, again, 100 up to 300 like we had 1 year. And at the end of EC2, I said, you know what, let's keep it to a smaller group because that works even better. I see everybody got their time with all the trainers. But I want to pass one last gift. So the odds of you being there, 33, is going to go by fast. And there's already a majority of those who were there this time around have already reserved their seat for next time. So we're far from 33. We're like, and far, not, I mean, far from having 33 seats left. I think we're probably down to 25 or maybe even less. So whether you are there or not, if it's appealing to you, strengthen the muscle. If you strengthen that muscle elsewhere, ultimately you got to strengthen that muscle everywhere. Debate, don't debate. Don't ever put yourself on the fence, as we call it, in between. That's a deadly position. Be the kind of man that you trust yourself sufficiently that if you want it, you make it be. And if you make it be and it gets so shaky, it doesn't fucking matter. You will top yourself and you will find a way and make a way, and you are the way. And when that resonates loud within you, then you have joined the ranks of the champion. And then you know what, if they were your biggest secret, you know one of the, what one of them is, you know. There's no guarantee that for 365 days I will do my videos. It's a little bit scary. Part of me is like, wow, well, what are you doing? But I want it, and that's how you get what you want. You just don't listen to the voice of doubt. You do not formulate any impossibilities. You just listen to the voice within you of knowingness, and you operate only from that knowingness, and you stay in it, and you make it grow like a muscle that you strengthen every day. Then you see a beautiful woman, and you go, I like that. I'm getting that. And then you want to shift in your career. It happens. And that's how you do it. Okay. Thank you, David.
Awesome, Vince. Thank you so much, and we'll touch base soon.
Beautiful. Thank you. You're awesome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.